My lips touch you with their soft, wet kisses. Your hands gentle in reply. And the time will be our time.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salin, and you can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
It's a pleasure, Bruce.
So I understand you had a fun weekend?
Yes, but what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, Bruce.
Then I guess you won't tell us about your fun.
No. What was terrific is that there was a man who's done our work, our men's retreat, and he's involved in one of our phone groups, and he's having a baby in a couple of weeks, months. And so he, while the women were doing the shower, he decided to invite his men to a cigar bar. And so we took that opportunity to give these guys an experience they've never had. So after the smoke, and actually after food and the smoke began, we started circling up and talking about what it means to be a dad and what young dads need, in fact, what all men need. And so they, we had.
Was this before or after everybody had gotten slightly drunk?
No, I don't think anybody was drunk. I'm telling you what, though, the talk we had was quite sobering. And it turned out to be really valuable for the men. And what I learned is that these guys, you know, late 20s, early 30s, they are in desperate need of mentoring. And they don't even know it exists. They don't know what questions to ask. They're sitting on a lot of anger towards their fathers, a lot of uncertainty about how to handle things with their women. I mean, I was really feeling these guys, and a couple of them had the courage to really start speaking up, which is the difficult part, which gave the other men permission to speak a little bit too. And they suddenly realized that, wow, we hang out together, but we're not talking about the things that are really on our minds.
Mm. You need a plant maybe every now and then at one of these groups that'll just start opening up and get them going, which is actually not such a bad idea. You know, speaking of babies, our regular guest that follows you, Pastor Drew, is currently in the emergency room.
Terrific.
Possibly having delivery of their baby a little bit early, a few weeks early, and God willing, all will be well.
Right.
Waiting to hear from him. He said if he could, he'd call in, and I said, I think I can handle your segment without you. You might be needed elsewhere, and that is most assuredly understood. The column today is Life Lessons from Charlotte, about things I took from watching my wife's dog survive some really difficult transitions and challenges, though I'm not sure it's as conscious in an animal as making those choices are in people. As the owner of several pets, I'm sure you've found some inspiration along the way or certainly enjoyed your animals, and what do you say about the topic?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I've received as much inspiration as you include in your column, because mostly, you know, we're just, you know, cleaning up their dumps and their vomits and dealing with all their emotional issues.
You know, oh, so you don't relate to it. They're emotional issues.
Well, inspiration? No. Work? Yes.
Okay.
Well, all of our animals are rescues. So, you know, they've got abandonment issues.
Right.
And one dog was rescued from a crack house, you know.
All our dogs are rescues too, by the way. And those listening on this topic, that's where you get dogs, and that's where you should get dogs.
Absolutely, they're very grateful. They're sweet. They're loving, and so we get a lot of love. There's no question about it. One of the things that you talked about is just learning the importance of play by seeing the Charlotte play, and that's a big topic for us men because we forget to play.
The older we get,
We
get so responsible that we don't play. And as I've experienced numerous times on your weekends, while there's an incredible amount of intense emotional and personal work that takes place, it is always peppered with play. And that's because I know you believe in it.
Well, yes. I mean, when I was in my early 30s and was introduced to the men, they played, and it was so much fun, and I had forgotten how much fun that was.
Did you do a sport in high school or college?
Not in high school. No, I stopped in junior high.
Because that obviously is the way a lot of men, or boys and men, play. But then, depending on the sport, particularly if it's something like, say, football, it's very hard to continue it after college sports to get together a team of 11 and, you know, play a regular full-on contact football. Some sports, of course, you can. Individual sports are easy. But if you're on a swim team, are you really going to be going out and swimming 2 miles every day once you're no longer on the team? I kind of doubt it.
Well, but even... You know, that a lot of that becomes exercise, not necessarily play.
Yeah, that's a good point. Tennis, to me, though, my sports, tennis and skiing, to me, are play.
Yes. But there are things that we do when the men get together that are just absolutely stupid. And that's the stuff that's really fun. That's the stuff that connects us with being little boys.
And I think it's really important to clarify that.
Stupid.
That's the no, seriously, I'm not making fun. The stupidity is not ever enhanced by drugs, drinking, or any artificial means. It is stupidity for the sake of being stupid, but and having fun.
Silly.
Yeah, silly. In fact, doing a silly is one of the consequences that you sometimes put on a man when he's out of line, and I'll let you define that if you choose to.
Yeah, well, doing a silly is what can get you out of your head if you're just not being able to be present.
What is a silly?
The men will have to come to our weekends to find that out.
Okay. I was hoping you'd demonstrate audio-wise.
Well, when you get your TV show, perhaps I'll do that.
Okay, I would like to see that since I know what they can look like.
Yeah. Well, it really helps us to connect to who we are because there are lots of pieces of ourselves that we have left behind, whether our own choosing, but mostly societal constraints and expectations from parents, and all these really wonderful things are sort of relegated to the shadow, which is a whole psychological field of study, and a lot of what's in the shadow that we disconnect from and we try to disassociate from are really important pieces of ourselves. And that's where a lot of art, a lot of creativity comes out of the shadow. And the abandonment and play and freedom can come out of those things as well.
You know, it's funny. I have an elderly cousin who is 82 years old. And he's at a point in his life where he's looking at his life from a dark place, like my life is over kind of place. I try to tell him he's got many, many more years left, and because his brain is still highly functioning and always was, so what if he's a little bit weaker than he used to be? But whenever we get together, we play backgammon, and I just love it. He plays backgammon knowing really how to play. I play backgammon just to have fun. So I will make a dumb move just because I want to. And he'll look at me and go, I can't believe you did that. And the funny thing is, more often than not, I end up beating him. He's playing it totally by the rules, has been playing the game literally for 70 years. And I just kind of play by the seat of my pants. We both have fun, but it's so interesting how we bring a different spirit to our respective play.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. I went bowling the other day with a buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I love to bowl. And
Did you get three figures?
Did I get three figures? You know what, Bruce? I'm actually a very good bowler. Most men.
Okay, you didn't answer my question. You didn't answer my question.
Well into the twos, my friend.
Oh, well, then I'm impressed.
But I was just having fun. We got together on a Sunday morning. I was just having fun. And all of a sudden, he's walking off the lane sort of doing a commentary on what he didn't do well. And he's older than me, and I'm realizing, oh, wow, he's really competitive. Now it became really fun. And so just trying to get in his head was just too much fun to have on a Sunday morning.
You're mean. That's why you like to give me so much grief.
But listen, that's part of what guys can do for
each other. Absolutely.
We test each other. We bust each other's, we become stronger men and we develop stronger relationships with each other. And that's the sort of thing that starts when you're young. I mean, young boys test each other.
You bet they do.
And when we stop doing that, we can get soft and weak and really lose contact with who we really are.
Well, for what it's worth, you don't have to test me quite as much as you've been testing me.
Listen, I have... You're like fish in a barrel, Bruce.
All right. On that note, since we're out of time, tell our listeners where they can reach you.
I'm at bettermencoaching.com. You can get a copy of my book, Hold On To Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. and see what we're doing to help men become the men, fathers, and husbands they really want to be.
Wayne, welcome back from your trip to Vegas, and good to have you on the show, as always. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bruce.
It's time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Allen. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. I'm Bruce Allen, and this is the Bruce Allen Show, and we'll be right back.
Ricky Rye, R-O-R-O, Ricky Rye, Ro, R-U-R-U, Ricky Rye, Ro, Roo.